We're going to hear now from a 13-member pop rap group called Brockhampton. They've got a new album. Here now is Tanya Mosley, spoke with a few of the members.
6 years ago, a new kind of boy band hit the music scene, one that bucked the boy band formula.
The light is worth the wait, I promise, wait, why did you do it? The light is worth the wait, I promise, wait, screaming please don't do it.
Brockhampton is made up of 13 friends who serve as everything from vocalists to producers to photographers and app programmers. The members identify as gay, straight, Latinx, black, and white.
Sick of these giving me false info, like I ain't grow up on MTV, Boondocks, and the Chappelle Show.
This song, The Light Part 2, is from the group's new album, Roadrunner, New Light, New Machine, which is out today. And one critic has called Brockhampton one of the loudest voices of a generation, treading the line between pop and trap house rap, which is why some fans were shocked to learn that Roadrunner could be one of the band's last albums.
You got to know when to, like, end something, I think. And that doesn't mean, like, the family or the friendship would end, anything like that. It's kind of just, like, breaking away from making music as, like, a rap group, boy band, whatever.
That's Kevin Abstract, one of the lead members of Brockhampton. Roadrunner is the band's sixth release, and Kevin says this decision to make it their last album is less about breaking up and more about evolving. And that means shedding this label of boy band, even though the group used the term as a way to subvert pop culture's idea of what a boy band looks and sounds like.
I would just rather lean into making stuff that feels real and not having to, like, you know, try to live up to even what we said redefining a boy band means, you know? I'd rather just, like, get to the core of what we love, which is honestly, like, just rap music.
Who let the dope boys out? Thank God you let me crash on your couch. Who's my guy that I'm praying to now? Early 2000s, they try to jump me in Latino protection. Any direction, you gave me your blessing. Texting, I text him, I told him I got him. Told him I made it to Hollywood. All that took was a summer to fail. A platinum record, not gonna keep my black out of jail.
This track is called Buzzcut. It's from the newest album, Roadrunner. And like so many people, the band was changed by the isolation and grief experienced over the last year. One of its members, Joba, lost his father to suicide. And Ramil Himnani, one of the producers, says you can hear and feel the pain in their music.
When you hear something like this and you see, like, the pain someone you love is going through, it kind of shapes your perspective in a different way. And that finds its way into, like, the songwriting and the process of making the songs and the videos and the art and everything.
That expression of emotion is a signature of the group's sound. And Kevin Abstract says, in many ways, being forced to slow down during this pandemic kind of served as inspiration.
Before lockdown, I would say I wasn't that inspired to make another album or anything, but I was just watching this Beastie Boys documentary, and me and Ramil saw it together, and that kind of, like, it just made me feel, like, ready to lean into being a creative again.
Kevin, what was it about the Beastie Boys documentary that really sparked the creativity inside of you?
I think it's just, like, you know, seeing the spirit of Brockhampton kind of live within the spirit of the Beastie Boys, and I think that just, like, it just got me excited, just seeing, you know, them make what they thought was the coolest stuff and just using each other to make that and seeing how they evolved, honestly, and, like, how it felt like there was a moment where they were kind of boy bandy and then they wanted to, like, you know, branch off and do something that was just totally left of that. That was a really big inspiring thing for me because I just always want to switch it up, really, you know. It's boring otherwise, so.
Yeah, a lot of us were living together, too, so. And something we started doing is we would just DJ for each other. A lot of us learned how to DJ, like on CDJs. And we got to the point where we would just make songs, and then the goal of those songs would just be to play them in a DJ set that we would play for, like, the four other people in the house.
I feel like that's when stuff kind of, like, start to take shape. Started making songs for fun again and not trying to, like, make anyone happy other than ourselves. And I think, like, just following that throughout the rest of the year became the blueprint, really.
I hear that you guys are also planning a live performance at music producer Rick Rubin's revered Shangri-La Studios in Malibu. Are you guys ready?
Very excited for that. Rick is like our Jedi master.
Oh, so I'm sure.
He's one of the first people we always play our albums for. It's a great soundboard. And the thing with Rick is like, whether he likes something or dislikes something, what it forces you to do is like really look at your opinion on what you're making and be like, why do I like this? Or why don't I like this? Like if Rick Rubin says he doesn't like something and I really love it, I have to sit there and be like, okay, Rick, this is like why I like it. And it just kind of forces you to like double down on what you believe in.
The last song, The Light Part 2, says the light is worth the wait.
When that hammer pulled back, did you think of me? You were the one that taught me how to be. Look at me now in all my glory. Overcame a lot, that's a different story. Abandoned by the life giver. Looking back at my life different. Deep cuts in the dusk of the final gasp before your life flashed. What happens when you die? Does it fade black?
With all that you've gone through over the last year, the collective grief that we've all felt throughout the world because of this pandemic, what is the light that you're looking forward to in the future? And I'll start with you, Ramil.
It's funny because the light to every single member of the group, it means something different to them, which I love. And it allowed us to create something that felt cohesive and like it came from one brain while still having the group's individuality and everyone's different personality in it. Like you wake up in the morning, you go stand in the sun, and it's just like it kind of washes you over. You're ready for the rest of the day. Like whatever happened yesterday, you don't think about in that moment.
What about for you, Kevin?
For better days as well, honestly. I agree with everything Ramil just said. That was really the main goal, really. Just like giving people something that will uplift them and make them feel better about whatever it is they're going through kind of thing. That's kind of how it was like making the music for us. The whole process felt like that, you know?
Kevin, a lot of fans are looking forward to this album. And a lot of folks will hear this conversation we're having and want to consume your art for the first time. What I'm hearing from you is that you're also evolving as an artist and you're evolving as friends in a collective in this group, Brockhampton. What do you want people to take away from the work that you've done and what they can expect from you possibly in the future?
I really just want to tell stories and become a better storyteller, really. You know, whether that be through aesthetics or sonics or whatever. And I hope that, you know, people just can see themselves in our work. Fast break to the depths in the sky, impermanence turn permanent with
a nod. That's life. That's life. Kevin Abstract and Ramil Himnani of the group Brockhampton, their latest album, Roadrunner, New Light, New Machine, is out today. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you.